With SRN Sports, I'm George Williams. At the Indy 500 yesterday, Alex Palou takes the checkered flag, becoming the first Spaniard to win the greatest spectacle in racing. He edged Marcus Ericsson over the final few laps, capturing the victory under a yellow flag. He entered the race as a two-time defending IndyCar champion. He has three titles in 4 years and began this year hot with victories in four of the first five races. His wife and daughter joined him in victory lane for the traditional swig of milk. NASCAR racing yesterday, Ross Chastain wins the Coca-Cola 600, William Byron was second. NBA playoff action, the Knicks clawed out a 106-100 victory over the Pacers. Indiana still leads that series 2-1 tonight, Timberwolves and the Thunder. Oklahoma City leading that series 2-1. NHL playoffs, Oilers beat the Stars last night 6-1, Edmonton leading that series 3-1. SRN Sports. Pro Golf, the Charles Schwab Challenge. Ben Griffin won with a one-shot victory over Matty Schmidt. The two players had matched cards identically for three rounds. Major League Baseball, Tigers shut the Guardians out. Orioles defeated the Red Sox 5-1. Brewers over the Pirates by a run. Giants beat the Nationals by a run. Cubs over the Reds 11-8. Rays shut the Blue Jays out by 13-0. In 10 innings, Royals over the Twins 2-1. Astros beat the Mariners 5-3. Rangers down the White Sox. Cardinals over the Diamondbacks. Yankees beat the Rockies. Athletics over the Phillies. Marlins shut the Angels out. Padres over the Braves. And the Mets beat the Dodgers 3-1. In world hockey, the U.S. scored an overtime goal 2 minutes and 2 seconds into the OT. They gained a 1-0 victory over Switzerland, and it was the second World Hockey Championship for the U.S., first since 1933. And the French Open honored Rafael Nadal yesterday. Nadal retired last year. This is SRN Sports.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. President Donald Trump said he is recommending a straight 50% tariff on the European Union after complaining that trade negotiations have stalled. The announcement came after Trump threatened to impose a tariff of at least 25% on Apple, Samsung, and other smartphone makers if they don't start manufacturing in the United States. U.S. homeowners are spending more on home renovation projects. Sales at building materials and garden supply retailers